10:19, ESPN 97.5. John Raheel and Dell being joined right now by Ben Baby, Dallas Morning News. We're talking SEC football at the meetings and getting all the information. And this is SEC, thanks to the Aggs. This is SEC country now. Yeah,
and this interview just means more.
It does. Well, no, that's not it. But Ben Baby's joining us right here. Ben, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. I appreciate the J-Rock coming back in from break. I like that. It's a nice touch.
Nice. Got you. Nice. Oh, love that. So, A&M, in the scope of the SEC, what? What's the matter with you? What are you two laughing about? So, A&M, Ben, and where they are in the SEC this year with Jimbo and... You know, obviously they've been middle of the road in all of this. Where, how are they thought of still in SEC country?
You know, I think they still are. They still got a lot to prove, and I think a lot of people still kind of feel they feel like they're the new kids on the block. I mean, yeah, they've been around a little bit, but you know, they outside of that hot flash, you know, in the first year, hot flash probably is the best word to describe what happened in 2012 and 2013. But you know, after they had that strong start in the conference, they've kind of faded away and dissipated, and were a mediocre, you know, program. And I think that's what a lot of people expected, that you know, when they came into the conference, they'd be middle of the pack. And you know, A&M went out and made that coaching change to correct that. They want to be top players in the SEC. They want to be, you know, they want to get the Alabama treatment when they come to this event. And you know, they thought hiring Jimbo Fisher is, you know, will be the guy to take them into that next step and make them, you know, championship contenders.
All right. So based on what you are hearing from your readers, there are two different types of expectations: what the fans want and what the school expectations are for this year. What are they in terms of fans and then the school?
You know, I think the fans, you know, they want him to, you know, obviously go out and just, and like I said, turn A&M into a national championship contender. Now, I don't know if they want that immediately. A lot of people are saying, you know, this is A&M, you know, this is something that they may want it, you know, right off the bat. But I think more fans are realistic. They know they've got a tough schedule ahead. They know that, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time for Jimbo to get what he wants and kind of instill his program and his system. So I think trying to expect the moon in first year is kind of unreasonable, and I think a lot of fans kind of get that.
Ben Baby with us here on ESPN 97.5. All right, so is it basically Alabama and everybody else still in the SEC? And what kind of answers did we get about the Jalen versus Tua?
Yeah, you know, I think it's still Alabama versus everybody, you know, especially judging by the media crush on, you know, or I guess the crush of people that came for Nick Saban when he was here yesterday. And you know, the Tua versus Jalen argument was interesting. You know, Nick essentially said he doesn't know if Jalen's coming back, you know, and I think he kind of made it a point to let Jalen know through the media that he wanted Jalen to come back and at least graduate this year, and then, you know, decide to go and do whatever he wants to do, which honestly, I think that's the best situation for Jalen. You know, why transfer now when you can stick around at Alabama for one more year, graduate, and then you've got, you know, you can go play wherever you want to, you know, go play at. And then, you know, maybe, you know, with the new redshirt rule, if Jalen plays less than three games, he's able to keep a redshirt, or plays less than four games, he's able to keep a redshirt, and then he graduates, he's got 2 years to go play at another school. And so, honestly, I think Nick kind of laid out the blueprint for what Jalen should do, and you know, we'll see what happens, I think, you know, but if his family believes that there's a better opportunity for him somewhere else, perhaps they go. And I don't think anyone's going to blame him, because, you know, when you're a quarterback, you've got to go out and see if you can go play somewhere else, because there's only so many spots and there's only so many years that you have to play.
Auburn and Jarrett Stidham, and of course you got Mississippi State, the two dark horses, I want to say, that could come out and make some noise in the SEC. What was the thought around those two teams at Media Day?
You know, I think a lot of people think, you know, had Mississippi State not gone under the coaching change and Dan Mullen left for Florida, I think a lot of people would be higher on them. You know, seeing what Joe Moorhead does in his first year will be interesting. He was really impressive. I enjoyed hearing him talk. It's always interesting to hear, you know, a dude from the North come down and kind of invade SEC country and, you know, and try to get used to the SEC. But we'll see how he does. He's got a good quarterback in Nick Fitzgerald. I think he's one of the best in the conference. But yeah, Auburn, you know, once again, will be good with former Baylor quarterback Jarrett Stidham. You know, there's already a little bit of preseason Heisman hype for Jarrett. And, you know, a lot of people look at him and see a great talent. And And now that he's going to have kind of the reins loosened a little bit at Auburn, he'll be able to check out of stuff and make more decisions at the line of scrimmage. I think that's going to be huge for him moving forward. And, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if Stidham ends up being one of the top quarterback prospects in next year's draft.
Yeah, and that's not the first time we've heard that about not being able to do stuff at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, maybe that trust will be there. We shall see out of Gus. We've got Ben Baby with us here on ESPN 97.5. How was your interaction with Coach O? Did you understand everything that he said?
You know, it's taken some time, but I think I finally have a feeling of what Coach O was saying. You know, at first it was a little difficult, but now I kind of understand where he's coming from. But yeah, you know, O had a lot of, you know, he was interesting again. I could hear Coach O talk all day. It's highly entertaining, but at the end of the day, I don't know how much longer he's going to be talking here at Media Days if he can't keep, you know, LSU as one of the top programs. I mean, given everything that happened after Les Miles, you know, publicly missing on Tom Herman, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how he fares this year, because I honestly think A&M's probably got their best chance, you know, in the last couple of years, to go beat LSU. That's something they haven't done since they joined the conference. And, you know, right now I've got A&M at 8-4 with, you know, during the regular season with that LSU game being the eighth win, which I think would be huge for Jimbo. And I think it'd be a big blow to O, especially when a lot of people feel like he might be, you know, one of the most, low key coaches on the hot seat. And so, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, expectations are really high, and if can he match those, and can he satisfy those in the Bayou? I think it's one of the big storylines that's kind of going, you know, under notice here at Media Days.
Got Ben Baby with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Ben_Baby of the Dallas Morning News. Ben, what was the one quote or moment that sums up SEC Media Day for you?
I would say the Alabama fan wearing a custom 2nd and 26 jersey. I think that would definitely be it. That's always what Media Days is such a spectacle, and you know, you just get people all over the place. I saw a dude in full, you know, Tennessee gear, head to toe, doing an interview outside of the College Football Hall of Fame. I mean, it's just, there are some things that are just ridiculously nuts. And you know, when it was in Birmingham last year, and when we go back, I imagine the same cast of characters who are calling in on Feinbaum are going to be showing up in the lobby, trying to catch a glimpse of the great Nick Saban and Paul, and just all everybody else. You know, we'll be walking around and people be like, hey, are any coaches back there, or you know, and so and so, and so. I mean, I think that sums up Media Days best. You know, I think that's why this conference is what it is so many people care about it, and it's highly entertaining. And you know, we'll see if the on-field product matches, because right now it's just Alabama and everybody else. And if someone can crack the mold and kind of, you know, knock Nick Saban off, I think this becomes a much more entertaining league.
Before you go, we're the station for the Aggies here in Houston. Jim, back to Jimbo for a second. Does he not name in a starter because he doesn't know, or because he wants to keep it from everybody?
That's a good question. And that's something only Jimbo can answer. You know, when I, looking at it objectively, you know, I don't see a way where, you know, I think Nick Starkle is the front runner, by a mile. When you look at the way he ended last year, just his passing numbers, his overall number of completions, and also, what he was able to do, you know, completions over 20 yards, completions over 10 yards. You know, it seemed like he, you know, statistically was the guy who was far and away better. I think the big X factor is what kind of leap does Kellen Mond make from year one to year two? I mean, that's such a huge leap. You talk to the old A&M staff, and, you know, and they say, you know, Starkle made a huge leap, you know, from that first year to the second year, and Kellen really didn't have that luxury. And so we'll see if he gets better as a passer, and I think that's going to be the number one thing is, you know, can he become more accurate? Can he keep a defense honest? And if he can do both of those things, I think you're actually going to have a real competition, you know. And, you know, based on the way Kellen played at the end of the spring game, you said, okay, I can see how this could be a battle. Because at first you were like, there's no way this is going to be a competition. But then Kellen definitely made it close enough to where it might keep, you know, Jimbo interested and keep that spot open throughout the preseason camp. But, you know, I still think it's Nick's job to lose until Kellen proves him otherwise.
All right. That's Ben Baby right here on ESPN 97.5 Dallas Morning News, giving you an SEC update. Man, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us, and may talk to you again, hopefully, this football season.
Yeah, sounds good. Y'all take care.
All right. Ben Baby right here on ESPN 97.5.